responsibility for peace. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba telling the Associated Press that Ukraine still wants to hold a peace summit with Russia around the one-year anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine in late February.
Every war ends as a result of the actions taken at the battlefield and at the negotiating table. But the balance of what will be won on the battlefield and what will be won at the table, it remains to be seen.
Kuleba saying he'd like the United Nations to host any peace talks. The number of dead now at 49 nationwide, 27 in New York State alone from that pre-Christmas winter storm that paralyzed the Buffalo area with blizzard conditions. The dead found in cars, homes, and snowbanks. Some died while shoveling snow. And there has been some looting reported.
They're just looting items that they want. So these aren't even people in distress. These are people that are taking advantage of a natural disaster and the suffering of many in our community to take what they want from retailers.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown. The White House responding forcefully to busloads of migrants sent by Texas over the weekend to the nation's capital and dropped outside the home of Vice President Kamala Harris.
Governor Abbott abandoned children on the side of the road and below freezing temperatures on Christmas Eve without coordinating with any federal or local authorities. This was a dangerous, cruel, and shameful stunt. As we have repeatedly said, we are willing to work with anyone, Republican or Democrat alike, on real solutions like the comprehensive immigration reform and border security measures President Biden sent to Congress on his first day in office. But these political games accomplish nothing and only put lives in danger.
Fox's Peter Ducey in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
TikTok user Ashley Gillard is now facing legal trouble from a University of Idaho professor in connection with the deaths of four students there.
Police don't have a suspect in Moscow, Idaho, but a wannabe TikTok detective thinks she does, blaming this tragedy on a University of Idaho professor. Ashley Gillard has posted several videos on TikTok blaming the University of Idaho professor for these horrific unsolved quadruple murders. Gillard is accusing Professor Rebecca Schofield for ordering the murders and having an affair with one of the victims. Now, Schofield is fighting back, suing the TikToker for posting what she says is all lies and false statements. Gillard's false TikToks have really damaged Professor Schofield's reputation. She fears for her life and for the lives of her family members.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. There's an award show coming up tonight for everyone.
The 25th Annual Family Film Awards are hosted by Dean Cain and Laura McKenzie. The event seeks to honor excellence in the films that bring everyone in the family together with categories in both film and television series. A panel of industry leaders, celebrities, and the readers of Popstar Magazine have voted for their top choices in 20 different categories. The winner of each category will receive their award during the broadcast. Some of the past winners include The Lion King, Little Women, and Star Wars The Mandalorian. The event airs December 26th. At 8 Eastern on the CW. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The chorus against Ticketmaster's controversial concert ticket pricing is growing. Now it includes country music star Zach Bryan. His new live album is called All My Homies Hate Ticketmaster. Bryan also issuing a statement on social media in which he decried, quote, a massive issue with fair ticket prices to live shows lately. The statement, however, does not mention Ticketmaster by name except in the new album title. I'm Paul Stevens, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.